Oh, so good. I wondered if you had just a minute to give me a look at what's about to hit us here in terms of cold and what can be done about it. What's your name first?
First name, Brandon.
Brandon.
Last name, Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T.
Okay. Terrific.
Titles, meteorologist, National Weather Service.
Okay. And so what are we in for here tonight? I mean, I know it's going to be rainy today and all that, but then all of a sudden the fun starts for here in the Triad, doesn't it?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's currently in the lower 40s in the Triad. Believe it or not, it's in the lower 60s here in Raleigh.
No kidding.
That'll be changing quickly, but it's in the lower 40s in the Triad, and you guys may see temperatures rise a little bit between now and sunrise. But as the cold front comes through, which is going through the mountains right now, once that comes through, it's only downhill from there. And you'll see temperatures falling into the 30s by noon. It may steady out this afternoon in the lower 30s, but it won't rise much, if at all. And then it's just going to plummet this evening into tonight, into the single digits probably.
Well, yeah, we're talking about 4 or 5, 6 degrees around that area?
It's very, very possible, 5 to 10 degrees, maybe a little bit lower in a few spots. But really, the low temperatures combined with the westerly, northwesterly winds, you know, 10, 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25 miles an hour, that's going to give us wind chill readings, you know, 0 to -10 degrees, which is very unusual for Central North Carolina.
Yeah, now, since people aren't really used to temperatures like this, what are the biggest dangers they face with temperatures that cold?
Well, you know, if you're outside, it's mostly common sense. You know, just wear layers of clothing, hats, gloves. The biggest dangers, you know, frostbite or hypothermia if you're stuck outside without, you know, good protection or clothing for too long. So if you have to be outside, just, you know, use common sense and make sure to wear enough to stay warm.
Now, on the good side of this, at least it's going to be sunny starting later today, right?
Yeah. We'll see the cloud cover going away gradually during the morning and, you know, getting sunny in the afternoon. Not that it'll mean too much. It's going to be getting colder regardless, but I guess it'll be nicer to see the sun out before it goes down about 4:30 or so.
Yeah. Well, will temperatures moderate through the rest of the week, and this is as cold as it gets for this week, or what?
Well, the lowest temperatures will be tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, on Tuesday, the highs will probably struggle to get much above 20, and so it'll remain cold through the day Tuesday. Tuesday night will also be cold, you know, lows in the teens. Then we will see a moderation from Wednesday through the rest of the week.
Okay.
Gradually.
Good to know. Brandon, thanks so much for your help.
Ain't no problem.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye.